Let's end off now with something a bit different. The National Arts Festival, Makhanda, is back. The annual National Arts Festival, Makhanda, in the Eastern Cape, formerly known as Grahamstown, of course, will resume live shows this year with strict compliance to COVID-19 regulations. Fantastic news for the arts. Monica Newton is the National Arts Festival CEO. Monica, thank you for your time today. We know that the festival was held virtually last year for the first time since its inception, but this year you are finding a way to actually hold it in person, a little bit hybrid, but with some restrictions in place too.
We're going to do our best, and thank you to you for inviting us, and good afternoon to your listeners. Yeah, it's an interesting year for the National Arts Festival again, as we do things completely differently. So we are live in Makhanda from the 8th to the 18th of July. We are definitely going to be online because we had a whole new audience from around the world and around the country joining us there, also from the 8th of July. And then for the first time on a new platform called Standard Bank Presents, we're going to be presenting little tasters, teasers of the festival around the country from the 17th of June.
We are, of course, going into a potential third wave here, so we still need to be careful. Of course, this is going to be in the middle of July, in the middle of winter. So what are you doing to make sure that it is safe?
Well, we have very, very strict protocols in place. And what we learned over the last year, as we did the National Arts Festival in its virtual edition in lockdowns level 4, 5, and 3, was that we need to control the venues. We need to be very, very vigilant of both our own behavior and work with our audiences very carefully to make sure that we all wear masks, that we sanitize. It's a slightly slower festival this year because of the duration between shows as we cleanse venues. And also because it's a smaller festival, we'll be working in fewer venues, and obviously venues that have been identified so that they can have fairly large capacities, 100, 250 people, but very well socially distanced and very well ventilated. So our tech team is on it, and we're working as best as we can within the current regulations to make sure that audiences, artists, and everybody who comes to the festival are as safe as possible.
And just quickly, Monica, where can people go to book?
Our bookings are not open as yet. Our program will be available from 7th of June. So keep an eye on our website, nationalartsfestival.co.za, and of course, our very active social media platform.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Monica Newton, the National Arts Festival CEO. At least you can start making plans and putting in leave if you do want to go. But it will also still be on the Standard Bank platform called Standard Bank Presents as well. So a hybrid approach there. The National Arts Festival, Makhanda, is back in business.